Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Governor Murphy says indoor dining in New Jersey will not be allowed to resume on Thursday as planned. The governor says not enough people are obeying social distancing rules. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Citing the surge of coronavirus cases across the country, Governor Murphy says he's pressing pause on the plan to allow indoor restaurant dining to resume on Thursday.
Given the current situation in numerous other states, as I mentioned, we do not believe it is prudent at this time to push forward with what is, in effect, a sedentary indoor activity.
At his daily briefing, Murphy says New Jersey's virus transmission rate has been slowly rising after a steep decline, and he pointed to what he called knucklehead behavior in other states and his own.
We have all seen the scenes: overcrowding, a complete disregard for social distancing, very few, if any, face coverings.
Murphy says it would likely be a matter of weeks, not days, until indoor dining could resume. And he says casinos may still reopen Thursday at limited capacity. The Supreme Court ruling striking down a restrictive Louisiana abortion law is a relief to local abortion rights advocates and a disappointment to pro-life activists. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports both sides thought the court's new conservative majority might use the case to narrow the access to abortion.
The Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation called it a sad day for women, but clearly sees it as a setback, not a final defeat, as its statement says it looks forward to the day when the high court overturns Roe v. Wade. The Philadelphia Archdiocese declined to comment. But pro-choice advocates such as Dale Steinberg of Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania hailed the decision.
The Supreme Court did the right thing, and today's ruling was a victory for reproductive freedom.
Steinberg says she hopes it sends a message to Pennsylvania legislators to stop introducing restrictive legislation, though she adds,
I don't put anything past the Pennsylvania legislature.
Sue Freech with the Women's Law Project called the decision a tremendous relief, if not exactly a surprise, but she says there is a long way to go for what she calls reproductive justice in Pennsylvania. After conducting more than 11,000 tests for the coronavirus, Montgomery County's community-based testing site on the community college campus in Bluebell is shutting down. Today will be the last day. Montgomery County Commissioner Dr. Val Arkush says federal funding and support for the community college site is ending. But Arkush says starting next Monday, they'll open up new walk-up sites around the county, similar to the ones already up in Pottstown and Norristown. Arkush says the sites will continue to offer free testing to anyone without insurance, and anyone who wants to get tested can get tested without a referral.
Or maybe you want to visit an elderly relative or a friend or relative that has an underlying medical condition that puts them at greater risk of COVID-19. You know, for whatever the reason is, just for your own peace of mind, please get tested.
Arkush says the new sites will be paid for by money the county is getting from the Federal CARES Act. Details of the new walk-up sites are expected to be released later this week. Shopping malls in New Jersey are open for business. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports some of the changes are already standing out to shoppers.
You don't have to be here inside the Cherry Hill Mall for more than a few minutes to notice all the blue circles on the ground reminding people to stay 6 feet apart. There are signs near the escalators telling people to keep 3 stairs apart. Hand sanitizer is at every turn. But the biggest thing shoppers like Destiny are seeing, we notice it right off the bat too. Some of the stores have people waiting in line to get inside. That's because of capacity limits.
Oh, it could be annoying, but you know, you're staying safe, so you can't be annoyed at that, really.
There's even a welcome back video board in the center of the mall telling people what's being done to ensure their safety.
I mean, I've been seeing everybody wearing masks and somewhat staying apart, and so far, so good.
There are no tables or chairs in the food court. In fact, all of the common seating areas are roped off right now. If you're under 18, you can't walk around unless you're with a parent or guardian. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.